The Newton Brothers there with the track The Summers from X-Men 97 opening us up this morning. Good Tuesday morning, you're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. On this week's episode for $4.99, we take a look and start our Mission Impossible retrospective with Mission Impossible 1. Danny joins me for this retrospective review of the series. As well, too, we'll have some scores and soundtracks from the Iconic Sounds of Cinema. Out for DVD Tuesday for June the 10th, you have The Amateur. It is an action thriller starring Rami Malek and Lawrence Fishburne. This one arrives out onto a digital release. I reviewed it for the CJLO online magazine. More information, cjlo.com. Also out would be Dropped. This one is a horror thriller from Blumhouse Studios. This one arrives out onto a physical media release. You also have The Friend, which is a drama starring Bill Murray and Naomi Watts, arriving out onto a physical release. And Nobody Can Stop Jason Statham, Inside of a Working Man. This one is an action thriller arriving out onto a physical media release. Let us get to some music to get your morning started. We're going to hear Ribbon Skirt off of the album Bite Down with the track Mountains. Then we're going to hear Hanora with the track I, Maddie off of the album Closer Than Hell. And then finally, Joy Division with Love Will Tear Us Apart, the live at BBC version. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Walking to the corner store, feels like I'm sinking to the ocean floor. We got married under that big red sky. I felt the promise melt between the lines. Meet at midnight at the 7-11. Some other version of myself's picture of heaven. No one will curse the day you came. You're making mountains of it.
When I was in grade 1 on my first day of school, it was horrible. Nobody wanted to play.
excuse my distrust. Think that the teacher sat me next to you so I could hear I was beautiful.
Moment uncorrupted. Sandman rides high, but emotions won't grow. And we're changing our ways, taking different roads. And love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again. Why is the bedroom so cold? My timing that floor, I'm a feeling so bright. Yet there still is a feel that we've kept through our lives. But love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart.
On this week's episode, we begin our Mission Impossible retrospective. Once again, a big thanks to Omar from Hooked on Sonics for donating to At the Movies for this year's funding drive. His donations make CJLO go a long way and also help out the station inside of so many ways. Thank you, Omar. So Omar decided that we should do a Mission Impossible retrospective. Since the last movie is currently out inside theaters, I know it's going to be the final film from our retrospective. However, we begin today with the first Mission Impossible, directed by Brian De Palma. And this one stars Tom Cruise as Special Agent Ethan Hunt from the IMF. So we've broken down our retrospective inside of various categories. We have four categories, and then we have our concluding remarks. So the first category for Mission Impossible 1 was the director's vision. So I mean, I'll start with this one briefly to say that Brian De Palma's vision for the Mission Impossible series was the spy thriller. And I think that he does an excellent job with directing the first Mission Impossible as a spy thriller. One of the Mission Impossible films that captures the essence of the television show, I feel. That Brian De Palma pulls off as the spy thriller. That's what I wrote. And that is why, for the director's vision, it is getting a plus.
Well, for me, I would also categorize it as a spy thriller. A lot of aspects of it were similar to any given James Bond movie. Well, you have the main character of the film, Ethan Hunt, who just like James Bond is handsome and good shape. There's these cool explosions that occur within the film, and at within the beginning of the film, you had Emilio Estevez's character, who was a lot like Q, who was who was technologically gifted and did provide Ethan with really cool gadgets, if that's what you want to call it.
As far as the director's vision, do you think that Brian De Palma gave this film a good vision of what Mission Impossible should be?
Absolutely.
Okay, we get to the villains right now. So there are two villains inside of this film. Spoiler alert is in effect, so turn your radios down if you don't want to hear about the villains here. But you have like two of them. So you have John Voight as one of the villains. And you also have Jean Reno, too, as another one of the villains that'll be later outed as a villain.
Within the film, what's early on in the film, one of the things that Ethan struggles with is who can I trust?
Exactly. What did you think about the villains inside of the film? I found them quite comical myself inside of a few instances, especially around the ending of the film.
Well, with John Voight's character, going into spoilers here, but it was he the character he played, Jim Phelps, he really convinced the audience to believe that he was the quote unquote good guy, but later it became painfully obvious that no, he was very selfish. He was out for his own good, so to speak. And as for Jean Reno's character Franz, I mean, well, Jean, no, he looks like a villain. So while watching the film, you couldn't help but think, "Ooh, I think he's the bad guy."
And then we get to Ethan's friends. So you have a few of his friends too that are inside the IMF. So you have Claire, that would be John Voight's wife, I do believe. At a certain point, she was playing his wife. And then you have the iconic, probably, that would be Luther, who's played by Ving Rhames inside of the Mission Impossible series. And like Luther and Tom Cruise, like, Ving Rhames and Tom Cruise are like pretty much the staples of the film that have been around since the film's begin, since the film began. But there's also Kitteridge as well too that's been around since the film began. So yeah, those are two of his friends inside the film, and I feel that like Luther is a great character that's played by Ving Rhames. And seeing him inside the last Mission Impossible over this weekend brings forth that it's truly, they have an interesting rapport with each other. Also, seeing Kitteridge too at the end is really something too. Kitteridge inside the first Mission Impossible series, you don't really know if you can trust him or not.
Yeah, we most definitely picked up on that. Well, as a matter of fact, Ethan, he at some point strongly believed at some point or another strongly believed that Kitteridge was the mole.
We get to some of the missions now, and we truly question, was this a Mission Impossible? Which I truly feel it was. I mean, they're asking Ethan to break into the CIA to steal the knock list. which is probably one of the most iconic scenes from a Mission Impossible film. I do believe that I can say that.
It was iconic because there's that image of Tom Cruise hanging by the ceiling, hacking into the computer. It's a lot of people have, including myself, have that stuck in their mind.
There we go. Finally, we can get to the final conclusion of the film. So I can say that the first Mission Impossible has some iconic missions, truly meriting of the Mission Impossible moments. That keeps true to the vision of the original source material. That would be the television series. And I think that that's part because of Brian De Palma's direction of the first film.
Well, I really liked the movie. I thought it would. I'm just gonna tell it for what it is. It's a very complicated story, but it's at the same time it's a very interesting story. It's really puts your logical mind to work, so to speak.
All right.
I mean, the stunts were very well done. In terms of In, ter in terms of in terms of the in terms of the Ethan character, I thought the character himself was really cool, but I wasn't fond of Tom Cruise's performance of the character.
Okay. Maybe Tom will sway you a little bit inside of the future versions. Because up next, probably one of my favorites, a very controversial opinion, because we have Mission Impossible 2 from director John Woo coming up for our next episode for our next Mission Impossible retrospective. Once again, thank you, Omar, for donating to this year's funding drive. And it is people like you that keep CJLO running and thriving for good original content like this. And we'll be back with At the Movies and your Cinematic Fridays in just a few minutes.
Thank you. Peacemaker. Give me a call if you want to meet somebody.
I deserve someone who fulfills all of my criteria.
Nothing over 20 BMI.
I don't want someone who likes cats.
I'm trying to settle.
I promise you're going to marry the love of your life.
Some boys kiss me, some boys hug.
How many marriages are you responsible for now, Lucy?
9.
If the girl asks for a tall drink of water, with a salary over 500 grand,
always Mr. Right.
You deliver.
You're the matchmaker. You want a drink?
Sure. Coke and beer.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, John.
Definitely didn't expect to run into you tonight.
I missed you.
Yeah, you don't even remember my face.
Lucy M., the Eternal Bachelorette.
You can do better than me.
My instincts are usually right.
That was Materialist, a new film from Celine Song that stars Pedro Pascal, Dakota Johnson, and Chris Evans. That one comes out for your Cinematic Fridays for Friday, the June 13th. The 13th of June, that would be Materialist, the new film from director Celine Song. Good morning, you're tuned in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. As well, coming out, you have The Life of Chuck, starring Todd Hiddleston. This one is based upon the short novella by Stephen King, directed by Mike Flanagan. And then you have the live-action shot-for-shot remake of How to Train Your Dragon. This one is the live-action, not the animated one. So just putting that one out there as well, too. And that is going to do it for your Cinematic Fridays for this Friday, June the 13th. I don't know if it is cursed or it is good, but definitely films like Materialist and The Life of Chuck, I definitely see as a blessing among us. And How to Train Your Dragon? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. For the scores and soundtracks now to cinema, we're going to get into some. We have Alexander Desplat with the track Airplane Crash No. 1 from The Phoenician Scheme. This one is a new Wes Anderson film that arrived outside theaters last Friday. And then as well, too, we're going to hear a classic here from Alexander Desplat. We're going to hear the traditional arrangement Moonshine from the Grand Budapest Hotel. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. bit of the Alexander Desplat and Wes Anderson collaborations. You heard traditional arrangement Moonshine from the Grand Budapest Hotel, and before that his new one there, The Airplane Crash, number one off of the Phoenician Scheme. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal. So we're going to take you to a commercial break here. We're going to hear Dominic Lewis with the track Lanterns from The Karate Kid Legends. You are once again tuned in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here in Montreal. Welcome back. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We get to some new scores here from Keegan DeWitt. We're going to hear the main titles to the score for Friendship, the new film starring Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. I really, really, really enjoyed this film. I laughed a lot and it was a good time. And then we're also going to hear from the film itself. We're going to hear the track Ghost Town, DJs with My Boo. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sound, CJLO 6090 AM here in Montreal. Thank you.
so deaf beach party. This is Skid Rock. If you didn't come to the throwdown in the A-town, I guess I see you round. But right now, I'ma get into the number one most requested record from the ghost town. Right now, it's called My Boo.
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind. Your secret admirer, I've been watching you.
And that's going to do it for episode 499 of At the Movies with Iconic Sounds. Tune in next Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Danny and I will be live inside the studio for our 500th episode of At the Movies. What I can recommend playing inside theaters, Bring Her Back. Sally Hawkins delivers an amazing performance inside that one. If you want a good laugh, go and see Friendship starring Paul Rudd and Tim Robinson. Sinners is still out inside theaters. If your local theater is still playing it, definitely recommend it as well, too. Those are some of my favorite films of the year so far. So, yeah, definitely go and check those out. We're going to close off the show today. We're going to hear Naja Music and Zion Rhythm with Burning Love from Lilo and Stitch. And then It's Always Good to Be King. We're going to hear Elvis Presley with Suspicious Minds. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a good week at the movies. A bon cinema. We'll see you next week.
One, two, three, four. Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's running through to my soul. You see now, girl, you're gonna set me on fire. Like
in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. I do.